Why, you beady-eyed! The Upper
Room. It's the J. Ryle Show coming up next on the TGR's Radio Network dial.
The following is rated TV-MALSV. It contains strong language, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Spoken!
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah!
You gonna take me home tonight?
Online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
Is your resident map of the South.
Let's do this.
I'm telling you, I am first very honored that you would join me tonight.
He has a very limited time spot, so we want to bring in Mr. Alan Sarrow right away.
Hey, how are you, Kathleen?
You know what? I'm going to make a do with a do, baby.
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
It's time for the serious side of the J. Ryle Show.
Don't try to call me out, princess. You can take your love and true purpose and stick it. She's a bitch.
Say what?
Oh, yeah, what's up, y'all? Welcome into another funky, fresh edition, the Wednesday edition of the J. Ryle Show. 347-850-1272 is our caller number, 347-850-1272. Folks, first of all, let me do this. My kisses for all the girls in the world, with the exception of one, and she knows who her black ass is. High fives and fist bumps to all the fellas. Let me tell you, tonight, once again, we've asked you guys to bring us your relationship questions, and you have brought us your questions. So tonight we'll be answering questions from the listening audience, and we appreciate it. So folks, listen, we have weather coming up, we have news coming up, we have the three-minute commentary and much, much more. It's the J. Ryle Show. It's the Wednesday edition, 347-850-1272. T.O., let's get the party started right.
It's a popcorn, man.
The J. Ryle Show starts now.
You never know, that's the point. Go.
You are out in serious, the number one talk radio show on BTR right now.
I'm kind of ready for some action now.
So you're excited too?
And you know this, man!
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Talks aimed at forging a path to peace in Syria have gotten off to a rocky start. The main stumbling block, apparently, the future of Syrian leader Bashar al-Assad. Syria's foreign minister wasted little time in demanding the administration's position be heard. Speaking to reporters today, White House spokesman Jay Carney said it's likely to be a difficult process.
This is going to be tough and complicated work. But there is no alternative. There is no other way forward for Syria.
Despite the opening fireworks, the UN mediator is set to meet with opposing negotiators tomorrow to see if there can be face-to-face talks on Friday. The U.S. and Western-backed opposition opened the conference saying Syrian President Assad has to go. Israel says it's broken up what it called an advanced plan by operatives with ties to al-Qaeda to attack the U.S. embassy in Tel Aviv. According to analysts, it's the first such direct attack linked to the group against the country. Israeli officials say three men, two from Jerusalem and one from the West Bank, were apparently recruited by an operative with ties to al-Qaeda to carry out the planned attack. A bipartisan presidential commission is recommending states allow more early voting, online voting, and other changes to reduce long lines at the polling place. President Obama appointed a panel after some voters waited hours to cast their ballots in 2012. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
President Obama met with the 10-member commission at the White House and called its recommendations outstanding.
With an important goal, which is that no American should have to wait more than half an hour to vote. And they should know, they should be confident that their vote is being properly counted and is secure.
The panel's recommendations are not binding, but are expected to boost efforts already underway in many states to make elections run more smoothly. One suggestion is that states compare their voter registration lists to eliminate duplicate registrations. Such errors often cause delays at the polls. The panel also said states could adopt measures sometimes used in the private sector to control lines, like handing out numbers so people don't have to stand for hours. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.
Winter storm has swept across the Northeast from Philadelphia to Boston, Rhode Island Public Radio's John Bender reports.
Plows and salt trucks were out on the roads before the snow even stopped falling, but that's not making driving any easier for some in Rhode Island. At a gas station, area resident Jenny Bluen was scraping ice off her windshield.
All the ice is just, it's really hard to keep the blades clean on the way, so you have to stop, and it's terrible, you can't see anything.
But resident Jeff Carroll is happy to see the snow.
I love the snow, that's why I live in New England. I don't want to see it in the spring, and I don't want to see it in the summer, but I want to see it in the winter.
Residents must now contend with frigid temperatures, which are predicted to plunge to 2 degrees with sub-zero wind chills. For NPR News, I'm John Bender in Providence.
Mixed close on Wall Street today. The Dow was down 41 points. The NASDAQ gained 17 points. The S&P 500 was up a point. You're listening to NPR.
The views and opinions expressed during the three-minute commentary are not necessarily the views and opinions of the J. Ryle Show. Jay's three-minute commentary starts now.
Why do good things happen to bad people? I know, right? Why do we have people in our society who are up to no good, but yet still it seems that they receive all the blessings in the world? Now, of course, those can be disguises. What I mean by that is that we may think it's a blessing, but who knows? Maybe deep down inside it's a curse. You know, I think about people like Lil Wayne and all these thugs that are out there making these albums and doing all this nonsense, but yet still they have all the money in the world. They have all the women in the world. They do what they want to do. And then you have people who are naturally good folks who really and truly don't reap those benefits or those rewards. But I go back to what I said just a few seconds ago. Is it a situation where it's a curse? I mean, having all the money in the world doesn't necessarily make you happy. We've seen so many stories of lottery winners, people who have won the lottery, folks who thought that their lives would change. All of a sudden, they find themselves in a worse place than they were before they won the money. Now, I know for those of us who are broke are saying, Jay, that doesn't even make any sense for me. How can you be in a worse spot than you were before you had all the money? Well, listen, money can't buy you love. Money can't buy you happiness. Maybe that's the reason why they're not happy. I remember watching a special on TV, and there were lottery winners who said, you know what, I wish I had never won the lottery. I wish I was my normal, poor, broke self. At least I was happy. And I'm like, I can't equate to that. Give me the money and let me figure it out. I think it's a situation where folks are not smart with their money. Because I think that you can be very happy and have all the money in the world. But I've digressed. Think about this. Remember Hurricane Katrina? Now remember, you know, there were communities and states and nations that were coming together to try to help these people, those who were able to get out of New Orleans. I remember volunteering at the community center here in Houston, or the convention center, I should say, when we had buses coming in from Louisiana. We would talk to people and, you know, and try to encourage people. We would do all those things because we felt that it was our obligation to do these things as a neighboring city to New Orleans. And you heard all the stories about the great people who died there, people who were activists, people who were, you know, community people, just so many stories of brave Americans who lost their lives during that terrible storm. But then you fast forward, at least here in Houston, we fast forwarded, and months later, we had crime rates going up in Southwest Houston. And we were like, damn, did all the thugs get out? Why didn't the storm clean out all those thugs? I think everyone has a purpose and a reason in life. There's a reason why people survive those storms. Even the people that were thugs, maybe somewhere down the line, they will change their lives. Maybe they will become a positive impact in the community. Maybe we won't see it during our lifetimes. It just makes you wonder about those types of things. So I'll leave you with, once again, why do good things happen to bad people? That's my thought, that's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it.
That concludes the three-minute commentary. Now back to the show.
You know what? I'm going to make a do with a do, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, I like this.
My
ass. Put your hands together.
Yeah. Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who's the coolest brother of them all? Is it Mr. L.E.S.?
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'? What's so funny, man?
Man, I mean, Miss L.E.S., we're trying to do a damn show. You running your damn mouth before your intro came on.
What's up?
What yeah, Miss L.E.S. I don't know what you said. You said something crazy.
Wow.
But you said something. Hello, Mr. Elias. What the hell's going on with you, my friend?
Nothing. That was just your imagination once again. Running
my damn imagination. I heard you. I heard you. Yeah. That's no big deal. You want to say it's my imagination? I'm sorry. Yes, go ahead, Mr. Elias. No problem.
What the hell did I say?
I don't know what you said. I mean, it wasn't important for me. But, you know, you said something.
I know.
But you can go back and listen. You know, listen. No lie lives forever. You can just go back and listen. I don't have to lie to you. I mean, hey.
Yeah, well, you do it all the time, so there's nothing new. So, hey,
Man, I'm not going to start off the show this way, bro, because I know we have big fish to fry. So how the hell are you this evening, Mr. Elias?
Excellent, man. I feel great. I feel groovy, baby. Yeah.
So have you been smoking weed and drinking, Mr. Elias? Why do you feel groovy, baby?
Because I went to the doctor today and she gave me favorable news, man. So, hey, I feel groovy, man. Yeah.
What news did she give you, Mr. Elias? Do tell. We're a community radio show.
Well, my creatine levels are down, man. She said that.
Your
she's
what?
Never heard of that. My creatine levels. And she said,
what the hell are those?
Creatine levels are for your kidneys, Jay. So she said she said they're dropping. And that's a good thing. So she said, whatever I'm doing, she said I was down 12 pounds since the last time I seen it 2 months ago. So she didn't want to see me for 4 more months. So I'm like, all sucking now. Oh, look here.
So she said, whatever you're doing, you need to continue to do, basically.
Yes. That's what she said, Frank.
I could insert a joke there, but it just... It's just too easy. I'm not going to insert a joke there. It's just too damn easy to insert a joke right there.
You should insert a joke. Why wouldn't you?
No, I'm not going to do that because I'm a bigger guy than that. I'm not going to.
You are a bigger guy, that's for sure.
Oh, there, you just heard yours. Yeah, whatever. Okay, whatever. All right, look, 347-850-1272 is our calling number. Welcome into the Wednesday edition of the Jay Rouse Show. Glad you guys are in the house with us. We have a great show on tap for you tonight because, you know, Mr. Elias, every now and then, we reach out to our wonderful, wonderful listening audience, and we ask them for questions, and they come through. So we have some questions tonight that we will be addressing with the peeps. And so it should be fun. It should be fun. Plus, tonight in the lounge. Tonight in the lounge, Mr. Elias, we have Jill Scott in the lounge tonight.
Oh, yeah. As long as you play my one. The one I like so much, man.
Well, I don't know which one do you like, Mr. Elias.
The one I'm only when you're around. I like that one. I like that one. Yes, that's the
I'm lonely when you're around.
After you're around, lonely. After you're around.
Give us a couple of keys. You know, we want to hear it. Give us a couple of keys to the song, Mr. Elias.
I've been talking to this man. He's been saying what I like.
Ooh, Lord.
You know. Jesus. Lord, my... Nothing.
You sound bad. Oh, my God. That was horrible. Was that from her first album, Ms. Delias, her second album? I mean, give me a hit. I don't know what you're talking about, Ms. Delias.
I don't know which one it is. And she said, I've been talking to this man. He's been saying what I like. And, you know, and then she's talking to this. She said, I'm lonely whenever you're around.
I'm lonely whenever you're around. Never heard that. Oh, I know which one you're talking about. I know which one you're talking about. No, that's not. Sorry, that's not in the lounge tonight, Mr. Elias.
I know you're sorry. I know you made a good album.
Well, it's not
in
the lounge. I mean, she has so much music. I mean, I can't play everything, Mr. Elias. You only get three.
That should have been one.
No, it's not one.
Oh, man. I'm telling you, ain't too many people heard that one. And too many people heard that one, you know, so you should have put that in there. But, hey, man, I digress.
Yeah, you sure have. So, Ms. Elias, talk to me about the weather up in the 219, my brother.
Got to talk about it. It's horrible. It is damn horrible. It's going to snow the next 3 damn days. It's cold as hell. You know, what else is there to say about it?
Sounds like you want it to me.
I'm just saying, you asked me about the weather. I'm telling you
But it sounds like you're whining, though. I mean, when you ask a person about the weather, you say, hey, the weather's not good, you know, but hey, we're going to make it. It's too damn this. It's going to be raining for the next damn blah, blah, whatever you say. I mean, it sounds like you're whining.
All I said, going to be throwing snow for the next 3 days, and it's going to be cold as hell. Now, what's whining about that? You asked me.
Why do you have attitude, sir? I mean, talk to me. I mean, is it, you weren't held enough as a child. Why do you act this way?
Irritate the living hell out of me. Every time you ask me a question, I answer it, and then I get feedback like this from you. You're a pain in the ass. That's all I can say about you. You're a big pain in my ass.
You know, bro, I love you too, dog. I mean, I really do. I love you too.
I'm glad you do. That's a one-way street, baby. That's not a one-way street.
It's not a one-way street. Not a one-way street. All right, coming up at the top of the hour, Dr. Prince's idea would be in the house. Plus, we have a weather update coming for you. And I have to tell you guys something during 10 good minutes. Received a phone call. You know me, man. I'm always out in the street, bro. Meeting the peeps, because that's what I do. I like doing that. And when a person treats me nice, I always... I'm sorry?
Uh-oh. Somebody treated you nice?
Yeah. Someone treated me nice. Why?
Okay.
I mean... Like that doesn't happen often. So anyway, when people do their jobs and do their jobs well, I like to acknowledge them. And I acknowledged this young lady a while back, but I definitely want to bring it up again. I got a phone call from her. I'm sorry?
So what restaurant were you at when this lady treated you right?
Oh, so what restaurant were you at? Whatever. Okay. But anyway. You know the deal, all right? Don't even try. You smart ass.
I just asked a question.
Oh, no, because you're trying to be smart, and that's what you do. Uh-oh. Look who decided to show up.
Dr. Princess Momo P. Yeah.
That's what she is. Yeah.
Dr. Princess Momo P.
Momo P, would you take a bullet for a stranger?
A bullet?
Yeah. That answer hasn't changed.
Miss Elliott, give her a mulligan, man. She didn't mean that. She didn't understand the question, man. Ask her again, man. Ask her again.
Don't ask me again.
Okay. You wouldn't take a bullet for a kid that was a helpless kid?
No, I would not. I'm talking for my kids. My kids, yes. Anybody else's, you better look for your mama.
You better look for your damn mammy.
Kenneth Cole shoes on. My flashy blue leather suit.
Yeah.
My nails were done. My hair was fierce.
Kicking.
Riding in a Cooper's limousine.
Yes.
I want to ride. I wanted to ride a little earlier,
so
but anyway, riding her lady is better than riding her ass at all. Momo BZ in the heezy.
Yeah, yes. Hello, Momo BZ in the heezy for Jeezy. Mr. L.E.S., how are you, my brother?
I'm good, my sister. How are you?
I am excellent. Very busy. What's busy,
everything is cool and kosher. How's everything with you, with your late ass?
I don't know. It's kind of cool here. 53 degrees currently. 53 degrees. Yes, I got my
53 degrees and you're freezing, huh?
I got on my little hoodie, but I'm not freezing. I'm not gonna say I'm freezing. I'm just chilling.
You gotta watch those hoodies in Florida. You know, y'all wear hoodies in Florida,
but
y'all become prime targets.
I ain't got the hood on. I just got
okay,
the
Okay, make sure the hood's off now, because they crazy up there. All right. Well, if you follow this show, folks, you know what time it is.
Uh-oh.
Pay attention.
Woo! 10 good minutes.
10 good minutes.
10 good minutes.
10 good minutes.
All right, folks, it's time for 10 Good Minutes, sponsored by Ribzone. And 10 Good Minutes where we kind of talk about things that are on our mind and, off topic. And, Ms. Elias, today I received a phone call from a young lady.
Okay.
Now, let me tell you guys a story. Back in 2012, I think you guys remember, I had flown home to be with my mother. She had a brain tumor. I don't know if did I ever announce that on the air?
No, I don't think we did.
I don't know if I did or not. Anyway. Okay, well, she had a brain tumor, and, thank God she's fine, she's well, she's doing her thing.
Thank God indeed. That's my baby, Thank God.
And they took, they got all of it.
You did say that on the air. You did say it on the air yesterday.
Did I? Okay, all right. I didn't know if I did or not. All right, so anyway, so I flew home, and I think I may have told you guys this. There was a flight attendant, right, that was on this plane, And you know how you do the announcements and do all these different things that they do?
Jay,
she was so... She was so funny, Miss Delias, that I handed her a card. I said, you need to give me a call. I said, because I want to get you. She said I didn't say all this, but I know what I said. I said, hey, I said, you need to give me a call. Because I would love to get you on our radio show. Because it was so funny. One of her lines she used was, we ask that you turn all electronic devices off before takeoff, even though we know y'all don't turn them off and y'all just had them in y'all newspaper. It was so funny. And so today, I get a phone call, and guess who it is?
It's her.
So she says, how you doing? She says, Jay. And she has this sexy voice, Miss Delia. She says, Jay, she says, how you doing? I know you don't know who this is. I'm like, okay, keep talking. I'll figure it out. So she was like, but I know you don't remember me, but remember you were on a Southwest Airlines flight, and you handed me your card. And I said, I remember who you are. You were the funny flight attendant. She said, yes, how did you know? I said, because you know what? I don't fly often, not on Southwest anyway. So when you said Southwest, that's the only airlines I've flown in the last 2 years. Southwest is the only airline that I've flown in that two-year time frame. I'm usually, you know, some foreign airline. And so we had a great conversation. She said, you know, so many people tell me that I have such a wonderful voice. She said, so last week a man on the plane said the same thing. He said, you have a wonderful voice. She says, you know what? I need to find that guy because I want to talk to him. But she had misplaced the card. So she said that she prayed to God and said, God, look, if it's meant for me to find his card, let me find his card. And I'm going to leave it alone. That was last week. So she said either today or yesterday.
She must.
Shut up. She was looking.
Must have been in the garbage can that she never threw out. Okay.
Go to hell. So anyway, she was looking for an old gift card, right? And she said that when she looked through one of her old purses, bam, she found the card.
Okay.
And she said that she'd be tuning in and listening tonight.
What's her name?
Vanessa. Well, her name is Vanessa. Yeah, so she said she'd be listening tonight. I said, you need to call in because we would love to hear from you. She has a very, and when I do say sexy, voice. I think if me and her talked on the radio at the same time, I think that we would cause orgasms all over the world, Miss Delias. Because everybody know I got...
Why would you think that?
You know why? Because I have a sexy voice. That's why. My voice is sexy as hell.
Yes, it does.
You know what? The first one that speaks up is the one that's wet between the legs right now. It's your ass.
You're a liar. You're a liar.
Yeah. You be calling, hey, J-Rod.
Whatever.
Hey, baby.
Whatever.
Yeah, I know. So I know if she calls in.
This girl had a sexy voice, huh?
She does.
So Vanessa, can you talk for us and let us know how sexy your voice is?
I don't think my voice is sexy, but
you
know, I'll take the
compliment. There she is! There she is! Hey, Vanessa, baby. How you doing, girl?
I'm fine, sweet love. I am enjoying your show.
Listen
really?
To that voice, Miss Delias. Are you taking your clothes off right now, Miss Delias?
No, I'm not.
Are you taking your clothes off?
I do not have a sexy voice. I have a working voice. My voice is on the airplane.
Yeah. I'm not buying that, girl. You got a sexy voice.
Don't worry, Vanessa. Jay has no idea what a sexy voice sounds like. Jay,
nobody's talking to you. No one's talking to you. Hello. Nobody's talking to you.
Hello.
I'm enjoying this.
Hi, darling. How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good.
Don't fall for it. Watch your mouth, Momo.
You know what? I love that you guys are real, and whatever come out of your mouth comes out of your mouth. Sometimes I get in trouble for that, so I love the fact that whatever.
No, no, don't get too excited, Vanessa, because they mute you every chance they get when you say one little word.
Will you be quiet? Thank you.
No, hello. I don't want to talk because you. Okay, Vanessa. No, Vanessa. Okay, I'm going to be quiet. Vanessa, you come on in and get your little false advertisement. Don't talk too much about how you love the show until you actually heard it a couple of times. How about that?
Thank you for the endorsement. Momo B. Let's bring thank you. So, okay, Vanessa, you can finish saying all the wonderful things you were saying about us.
No,
hello, everyone.
I listened to the show earlier, the other portion
really?
Of the show. I did.
Oh.
And I enjoyed her show as well.
What other
show? Show?
Who's she talking about?
Yeah, who show you talking about?
Well, I was on your blog, and
yeah.
there was a lady that was doing a show.
You didn't really like that show. You just—that's not that show. You didn't really like that one. You were bluffing about that one.
Wait a minute.
That's
so
a bluff.
Whose show is?
Well, let me explain a lot up to you.
Let me explain a lot up to you, sweetheart.
We have plenty of shows here on the network. The network is not only heard here; it's heard on multiple websites. So you can tune in from anywhere. If you have a smartphone, tablet, iTunes, you know, like I said, you can get in here from any angle. We have plenty of shows. We have a show called The J. Rouse Show, which you're on that show right now, which is on Wednesday and Saturdays. Thursday nights, we have the True Purpose Development Show, which is a show that, you know, anyway.
Yeah.
We have a show on Friday nights, which is Ladies First Radio, which has some wonderful ladies on there. That's a Friday night show. And so, yeah, so we have a very serious show on Sunday morning where we get down to the brass tactics, baby. We talk about all types of things.
Well, see,
politics,
on Sunday mornings, I have to go, when I'm in town, I have to go talk to the Lord. I have to give him my time. So what time is your show on Sunday?
Well, you know, you can catch it on demand, baby. You know, we can go with you. You
oh
can
goodness.
Always... Yes, on demand, girlfriend. Oh, but excuse us for a second. I heard Rich Sister. Good. Hello, Rich Sister.
How y'all doing?
Hi.
We're fine. You sound like you get some enthusiasm in your voice when you call in. We're supposed to be happy tonight. Thank you very much.
So, Vanessa, where you located at?
Is he talking to me?
Yeah.
Or the other lady?
No, he's not anybody else.
I thought I heard another voice. I'm in Houston.
Yeah. Yes,
okay,
you're
I call it Missouri. I'm right outside of Missouri City. He calls it Mo City.
Mo City,
okay,
baby.
So you know what? Fresno, Texas is right next to you, too, right?
What's right next to me?
Fresno, Texas.
Did he say Pleasantville, Texas?
He said Fresno.
Fresno.
No,
I'm over here by Sugar Land in Missouri City.
Okay.
By the Power Center, as a matter of fact.
Kirby
John Church, Kirby John School.
Ooh, there it is, okay. Kirby John. Everybody know who Kirby John is. He's like Pastor Bobby Jones. So, yeah,
that's not
so,
where
yeah,
I
absolutely.
Attend church, but I know who Kirby John is.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, you can catch us anytime on demand. So you don't have to be here live, but just since you asked, it's 9 a.m. Central, which is our time here in Houston, sweetheart.
Okay.
Right.
So you can always tune in.
Well,
yeah, so
well,
it's a great
I
want to
hear some really good topics. So I can call in, and when y'all start talking about some politics, I want to call in and hear about that, too. Because y'all know
you're
going to run, so.
You can call any time because, you know, that voice is just...
I do not have...
Okay. Give me, because we have to go to break, give me a little bit of what you say. Let's say that we're all on the airlines right now. You need to give me one line of a safety briefing.
Let me see. Flight attendants are going to come down the aisle checking to see if your shoes match your outfit, your seat back, your tray tables, everything's in the upright lock position, all those carry-on items that you know you shouldn't have brought have been pushed complete underneath that seat in front of you, making that air around your feet clear. Smoking, although I feel your pain, is never allowed on board the aircraft. That doesn't include our laboratory. Federal law prohibits you from tampering with, enslaving, or destroying any smoke detector in aircraft laboratory. Did y'all catch that? But you know what? If you really want a cigarette, just step out through one of those windows, honey, because if you can light it, you can smoke it.
I love her. Oh, I love her. All right, folks, look, we got to step out. That is Vanessa. Hope Vanessa can hang out with us. You know, we want to make a star tonight. So, hey, she can, if she can hang, fine. Rich, sister, hold on. We'll get to the phone lines right after the break. Weather update coming up, the old school Get Hype song, which is not really an old school Get Hype, but it is an old school Get Hype song. And so we'll check that out. Plus, we'll come back with the topics. We have some great questions from you, the audience. It's the J. Ross Show. It's the Wednesday edition. 347-850-1272. After the weather break, we'll be back with more. Don't go nowhere, folks.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Good evening. I'm Rex Smith. Here's a look at the nation's weather.
Hi, I'm Scott Laurie. And Warren, thanks for checking out our three-day forecast. Not a lot of precip going on across the nation as we wind down the week, but there is a lot of cold. We're talking about high temperatures 15, 20 degrees colder than average here in the mid-Atlantic, the northeast, down south. High temperatures Thursday only in the mid-30s in Atlanta, 50s down in New Orleans, and 60s all the way down into Orlando, and sub-zero high temperatures to finish things out this week here in the Dakotas and northern parts of Minnesota. Clipper-type fronts continue to come down from Canada into the lakes, and so we see quick bursts of light snow and continuing to see frigid numbers being reinforced here right through the week and into the weekend. And guess what? Even into early next week, we're seeing below average temperatures across a large chunk of the country. One of these clippers kicking up some snow here for the top of the weekend across the Northeast, the Ohio Valley, Kentucky, and East Tennessee, with temperatures in the 30s in New York and Boston. Out west, little to nothing going on here except a drought and really warm numbers. 80 degrees Saturday in Los Angeles, 67 in San Francisco, mid-50s in Seattle, and even warm across the Rockies.
I'm Rex Smith. 347-850-1272 is the phone number. Continue to listen to The J. Ryle Show. Have a good evening.
It's time for the old school Get Hype song, dog.
She walks right in my dreams since I met her from the start. I'm so proud I am the only one who is special in her heart. The girl is mine. The doggone girl is mine. I know she's mine. Yeah, the doggone girl is mine. Sending roses.
We're not going to fight about this, okay?
Paul, I think I told you. I'm a lover, not a fighter.
I've heard it all before, Michael. She told me that I'm her forever lover, you know. Don't you remember?
Well, after loving me, she said she couldn't love another.
That what she said?
Yeah, she said it. You keep dreaming.
I don't believe.
You got my 40, homie.
Man, I got mind control over Debo. He be like, shut the fuck up. I be quiet, but when he leave, I be talking again.
Man, my grandmama gave me that chain.
He gonna cry in the car.
We are gathered here today on this sofa occasion to say goodbye to the dearly departed. He was dearly, and he has departed. Thus, that's why we call him the dearly departed. In other words, the nigga dead. And if you think we gonna bury you with them diamonds and shit on, you got another thing coming.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Hump day. You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network, and more specifically, the J. Ryle Show. 347-850-1272 is our calling number. 347-850-1272. Hanging out with my boy, Mr. L to the E to the S. What's up, partner?
You keep dreaming.
I can't believe it. Oh, the girl is all mine. Ow. Mama Beezy is in the heezy. Hey, baby.
I don't understand the way you think.
Oh,
saying
that girl.
She's just not mine.
That's a grinding one.
Red roses and yellow drinks. I said it's just a waste of time because she's mine.
Are you mad, girl?
That wrong girl is mine.
She's mine. Oh, damn. I feel good. Of course, Rich Sister's in the house. What's that Rich Sister girl?
Hi, everyone.
Yeah, thank you. See, we all fired up and you come in. Hi, everyone. Hello. Hello, hello. And, of course, if you're just tuning in, I mentioned a young lady that I met on an airline trip 2 years ago, back in 2012. She found my number by the grace of God. Jesus work in mysterious ways. When
he
Jesus
does,
wants you to talk
does.
To somebody, Jesus works in mysterious ways.
Ooh. Jesus just saved your life. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah back to you, Jesus. She's in the house. Vanessa's in the house. Hey, Vanessa, girl.
Hey, baby. I'm in the house. How y'all doing?
Oh, see, I love her. I love her already, Miss Elias. I'm in love on a two-way. I found love. All right, so listen, folks.
I'm in love with the girl. Thanks.
Oh, man, look, phone lines coming open here in a second. We have a surprise for y'all, somebody we haven't heard from in a long time.
Oh,
she's coming up in a matter of... What do you mean, y'all? Shoot. Why you say it like that?
Because I know you're going to start throwing the Mac down. You're going to fall for it, and then we got to list all that
move. Oh, look here. Let me tell you something, baby. Don't be a hater your whole damn life, girl. It's almost over.
How dare you?
Yeah, you caught that bitch, man. Okay. All right, so look here. So, we have a phone call coming up. She's coming up next. We have the QOD. We have some great questions for y'all tonight. Oh, my God. I cannot wait to hear the questions or the responses to the questions. It's going to be fun. But you know what we have to do. It is Wednesday. It is that time, right?
Yeah.
No.
Stop that.
She's your queen.
Oh, yes, Dr. Princess Ardelia.
A queen to be forever.
She's the queen of inspiration.
Okay. I'm always inspired when she's soft.
I'm inspired, too.
Yeah. I'm happy.
Yes.
It's
because we can't do this all day.
Then I invite you to evolvestrategyteam.com.
Introducing
the one and only
Princess Audelia.
Ah, bow down. Bow down. The princess is in the house. Hello, Princess Audelia, the queen of inspiration. How are you doing, girl?
Yeah, that's the normal doctor day that we know. Never there.
Yeah, that's her.
Yeah,
never respond on time. Phone, dropping
Dr.
a phone.
Julia,
and...
that you know I'm right here. I'm right here. Oh my God.
Yeah, go ahead.
Did
you talk to you? When you
I was watching
up?
American Idol. I looked at it.
Your ass,
you
want
to go back to do that? I mean, we can arrange that.
Go back and watch
American Idol. I'm looking at it. I'm like, oh, the guy just won. He just ran off the set, and then I'm like, oh. I forgot I'm on the radio. I
did you just curse?
Them.
Okay, one more time.
Guys, what's up, man?
She did.
What's up?
How you doing?
Yeah, she just
did. She just cursed. Don't do it again, okay? Don't do it again. All right, okay. All right, look, thank you, Dr. Princess O'Neill, for joining us. We have a packed show. We don't have time for all the Hillary. Say hi to everybody so we can move on, okay? Because we have people on the lines that want to talk. All right, there you go. Thank
hello,
you. Say hello,
hello
we're moving
everyone.
On.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Okay, all right. 347-850-1272. Is our caller number 347-850-1272. Mr. Elliott, who do we have on the line, brother?
We got the very lovely Cinnabon on the line, the one that takes
oh,
in.
Oh, damn. Hey, Cinnabon, girl.
Yeah, Cinnabon.
I thought you was introducing me when you were saying the queen. See, if somebody is not well-deserving of their interest, then you need it to be named the queen, so Cinnabon. But again,
no, Cinnabon. See, don't start it. Cinnabon. Don't do that, Cinnabon. I'm trying to keep my clothes on tonight, girl. You got to stop talking like this. You got
to
stop.
Yeah, stop. We don't want Jay to take his clothes off, please.
Yeah,
yeah
we
Michelle,
sure
yeah.
don't.
Well, okay, nobody asked her nothing. Everyone's comedians tonight. All right, Cinnabon, let's hang out with us. We have a full line hangout because we had to get to the QLD, the question of the day. All right, listen, I want to say hello to everyone that's listening on Tag, everyone that's out there in social media. What's up to everybody on the J. King Network? Coming up at the top of the hour, it's the music business, the way I see it. Light skin. If he comes by, he'll tell you what's coming up. But if not, just stay tuned to the J. King Network, and by all means, you'll take advantage of that show. If you're hanging out with us tonight, we have the Listener Lounge coming up in about an hour. Jill Scott's in the lounge tonight. So if you love Jill Scott, hang out and listen to the Listener Lounge. That's coming up at the top of the hour. It's Wednesday, 347-850-1272. Now, listen, once again, as always, we reach out to the audience every now and then and ask them for a little bit of help with some questions. So let's get into the QLD, the question of the day. And the question of the day are questions from our listening audience. Do you have a problem that you need us to solve? By all means, we'll do it for you. Because we are the love experts. If you have problems at work, we can help you with that. If you have problems with alcohol, listen, Momo B can help you with that. Or with dope selling, Momo B can help you with that too. 347-850-1272. That's the QLD, the question of the day.
Let's go hang out at the bar and talk about it.
We're reaching in our bag. And I have some good ones. I pulled out, I actually received quite a few. But let me open up my little tablet here. Let me get these questions out. All right, here we go. Question number one, and I think I'm going to start with the females first on this one because the question looks like it's a female. Here it is. And once again, as I promised, unless you tell me, if you tell me not to use your name, which most of you all have said, and I don't know why, it's not like we know you, but we're not going to use your name. We're not going to use your names. We're going to respect that. All right, here we go. Question number one, and I can't wait to get the response. Here it is. I'm a female with a strong sex drive. I slept with four guys in a four-day span. I am curious of what you and Mr. Elias thinks of me, Jay. I'm single, and I'm not committed to anyone. All right, Mr. Elias, I guess I need to rephrase. I'll go to you first.
Well, you said the females first. Let the females know.
No. Wait a minute, Mr. Elias. I forgot. She directed this towards us. She said, I'm curious of what you and Mr. Elias thinks of me. I'm single. And I'm not committed to anyone. I slept with four guys.
In a four-day span.
All right, there it is. Mr. Elias.
Whatever she decided to do, let her do it.
Put the mics off. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I'm glad all y'all names Miss Elias. I really am.
Thank you, Miss Elias. Answer the question.
Go ahead, Miss Elias. Answer the question.
Yes.
Well, hey, you know, when I think about her, hey, man, hey, it's her body. She's able to do whatever the hell she wants to with her body. If she's willing to give it up to four guys in 4 days, God bless
really
her. It's not for
God bless her.
Somebody can say,
yeah, you mean
hey,
God bless her.
Let me tell you something. Let me just say something real quick. When people ask you a question, they really don't want to say, hey, God bless you. God bless you on your own. They don't want to hear that. They ask you because they're
one more thing. How about you ask me a question? You want to?
Excuse me. All right. We're not going to do that. Thank you very much. We're back. All right, so now, Miss Elliott, she's right, though, to be honest with you.
Yeah,
I'll take her side.
Don't say I'm right. Don't mute me.
I am going to mute you. Be quiet. We don't want to hear it. Excuse me. Let him talk.
I don't
want to
know
who's
doing what you got to do. I want to know who keeps doing it.
Miss Elliott.
Okay, thank you. That's all I want to know.
And I'm answering the way I the hell want to. How about that?
Okay, so that's your answer to the question.
That's what
she's going
to
do with her body. She's able to do whatever the hell she wants with her body.
Okay.
Ain't my way to sit back and say, oh, that's wrong for her to do that. That's on her.
Okay.
She did ask Miss Elias what you think about her. She did ask that question.
Okay, what I think about her, she's a free spirit. How about that?
Now she asked me, let me tell you what I think about you, girl. You need to keep your drawers up. That's some crazy mess. What you doing?
Thank you.
You don't be giving up no poutine like that in 4 days. What the hell is wrong with you?
Go ahead, Jay.
You can't be doing that. Four different dudes?
In
4 days?
What if a man did that, Jay?
What
would you say?
Go ahead.
But the man didn't ask me the question, Miss Delias. She asked me the question. She asked what I think of her.
If a man did it, he'd be okay.
But the difference here, can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you, baby. Go ahead, girl.
You know what? If a man does it, he's player. But when a woman does it, they want to call her a hoe.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
So, you know what? I say use a condom and do you, boo, and then when you decide to settle down, it's out of your system.
Oh, Lord have mercy. She didn't say that, Miss Elliott. Oh, Lord, she done went crazy. She went them, Miss Elliott. She went them.
No,
Wasn't that Nessa?
Okay, what do y'all call men who do that? Y'all call them player. What's going on, homie? But when a woman do it, y'all want to label a woman and call her a hoe or something. So you know what I say? And I've been married 31 years, so I say, find a rubber, put it on it, and do you, and get it out your system. So when you get married, you can settle down, and you over all of that, over it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. That's not what you just said.
Let me tell you why. All right,
okay, Momo, but you answer the question.
Let me take my time so I won't miss nothing. Okay, first of all, everybody said their answers. And if I was a man and a woman would have asked me that question, what I would have said is not, okay, do you, everybody have their own opinion, I don't care what you do. I would have answered it if she asked me. I would have been thinking if I wanted to mess with her, I would have told her straight up what I would have thought of women like her that put it down 4 times a week with 4 different men. I'm not feeling you, boo. I can't mess with you. That's what I would have said as a man.
And you're looking at her from a woman's eyes, Momo.
J-Rob, I'm talking to J-Rob right now. I'm talking to J-Rob.
And it's from a woman's eyes.
She's right, though.
What I would have said from a man, I'm talking from a woman, because what I would have said from my eyes would have been totally different, and it probably would have hurt her feelings. But what I would have said from a woman, what I would say from a man is, you can do what you want to do, but if I thought about getting with you, I would have totally changed my mind. That's what I would have said.
Wow.
But I'm not doing that, and I'm not doing it. I'm not finished yet. what I'm saying is that that's not the kind of woman that I would
right.
want to take to my bed. I'm not going to be number five. I'm not going to be Friday in your schedule, boo. I'm not going to be Friday. That's all I'm telling
all
right. you. I'm not going to be that. Now, as a woman, to another woman, what
uh-huh.
I would have said to her is
yes.
this. Okay,
what?
Boo. We know, okay, there's something going on in you that makes you want to freak out with different men every day of the week. I don't understand it personally because I'm not like that. However, if you want to do it, okay, that's on you. I ain't got to freak
hello,
you.
Thank you, my sister.
However,
really?
I would hope you would be careful because one thing I do not like, I don't care if we together, me and you one-on-one monogamously, I don't like deposits. You're not going to be depositing in me. So if you have all these men just depositing in you, then I got a problem with that. Frankly speaking,
okay.
I don't like that. I do not like
well,
it.
Well, see, that's
and
what
you,
I said.
And if that's what's going on in you, if that's what's going on in you, boo, yeah, you were hoping she was doing that, but she didn't say she was. She didn't say she was. Who knows what she's doing? And I'm going to tell you this. There's enough condoms in the world to get you to get it every night of the week. Come on, you got to run out sometime. You ain't going to give a damn
if you okay, well, well. Donka. Thank you very much. All right, let me get somebody else's answer here. Let me go. Cinnabon girl, I want to hear what you have to say, Cinnabon
oh,
baby.
Lord.
You ain't
okay.
lying. I don't know if I should. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, Cinnabon.
Okay. Now, Cinnabon say, listen, it's a difference. A man does this all the time. When a woman does that, she's becoming a man. But in these days and times, one has to be careful and responsible for their own actions. If you are a mother, then you need to live by example because what you're doing in the dark does come to the light. Somebody's seeing something out there. But if you have that energy and you have that goal, knowing what goes out comes back out. So when your daughter go out there and start dropping it down and pulling it down to the next person, you cannot say anything.
Oh, wow.
Now,
look
that's
at
a
this.
Difference if you're going out there dating four different people in the week, but you're not giving nothing out except for taking in a free dinner, which, hey, it is a recession. It's a great way of saving money. Going out on a damn date.
Oh, there you go. Go ahead on, Cinnabon girl. Yeah. Okay. All right. 21 minutes after the hour. All right, Dr. Princess Aldea, give me your answers to this. What would you tell her? What do you think about this female?
Well, I believe in everyone having free choice and will. And I feel that if that's what she wants to do, that's what she wants to do. My only suggestion to her is to protect herself. Bottom line, we put too much emphasis on other people's decisions, their choices. I think that whatever she does, it's going to create an opportunity for her to just learn a greater truth of herself. At some point, maybe she'll change, alter to something else, or maybe not. What we feel about sexuality is what we feel. What she feels is what she feels. What she's feeling at that time, she believes that it's the right thing for her. She's enjoying it. She's getting her pleasure, like a lot of men do.
I'll leave her alone. Let her finish.
I'm not here to judge her. I'm not here to judge her.
You're not here to judge nobody because that's not what you do.
If she wants to be promiscuous for 4 days, let her be promiscuous for 4 days. My only thing that I would do is to invite her to the opportunity to make sure that you have protection on, baby girl. And, you know, try not to, I hope you make a greater choice not to go down on everybody,
Okay, that's it. You didn't have to go there. You didn't have to go there, Dr. Princess out there. Oh, Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Wow, look at this.
I mean, if anybody wants to be free will, free will. How you going to put a limit on free will?
I'm just inviting her to my own suggestions, but I'm not judging her. I said, you know what? Do what you do, but be safe in what you do.
Okay.
And I'm just going to say, I mean, listen, when you talk about sexuality, you mean maybe you're having oral sex, maybe you're having,
Are you fired up? Where is this coming from? What's wrong with you? Are you hot and bothered? Nobody asked you all that. Girl, if you want to get your thing up, just get your thing up.
You know, if you're feeling all hot and saucy, do what you... Hey, calm down, Dr. Princess O'Dea. Thank you very much. All right, Rich Sister, we need to get a religious point of view on this. Rich Sister, should we just go ahead and call her Jezebel now? Would you like to give me your response to the damn question?
I don't think Rich Sister called her name. Not
yeah.
Jezebel.
She's
the
well,
woman
she said hell
that
last
no,
week,
no,
and y'all didn't catch that. She cursed last week, but go ahead, Rich Sister, yes.
No comment. She
I
didn't
just
want
no
comment.
Comment.
She didn't want my
no comment.
I love it.
And we get one.
She didn't want my opinion, no way. She said,
oh,
you
we're asking
wrong.
You for your opinion. We want
yeah,
your
she,
opinion.
She's saying that girl asked for you and the man on the panel. So she said the man.
Okay, but then you gave yours and everybody else gave theirs. So I want Rich Sister to give me hers.
She's on the line regardless.
Well, I know that's, yeah, well.
She ain't saying
right,
you don't want to hurt nobody's feelings. Rich Sister don't want to hurt her feelings. Rich Sister ain't going to want to hurt her feelings. But I want to tell you this. Okay.
Hold on. Let Rich, hold up. Rich, hold up. Rich Sister, let's get. Hold up.
Just
let
her,
Rich
let
Sister.
Her enjoy her life.
Let us see if Rich Sister wants to respond.
You
tell
them.
Just
be
safe.
We can't all talk at once, please.
Don't worry about what somebody else says about you. Don't worry
Rich
about
sister.
What somebody else says about you.
Okay, we understand that. Rich Sister, would you like to respond, please?
Rich Sister.
I mean, I ain't got nothing to say. People going to make
already.
The choices they make.
Rich Sister doesn't even believe in sex before marriage. You think she's going to say about the
look,
one
look,
in the
look,
sex
look,
four days in
okay,
the
don't
make the announcement. Just hit him.
Keep on talking. Keep
no,
on
no,
talking.
Just hit him. We ain't got to go through all that. Just hit him. All right, look, Rob Smooth is in the house. Hello, Rob Smooth.
Hey, man, I've been waiting for the last 15 minutes. She asked two dudes, and I'll listen to you let four women answer that question. But this is my answer. She's a hoe. She knows she's a hoe. She's a hoe. She knows she's a hoe.
But wait a minute now. We have a few minutes before the break. 347-850-1272.
That was his answer. That was Rob Smooth.
You call in.
That is so not nice. I mean, I don't want to have her to have fun.
Hey,
can you
mute her, please? Thank you.
All talk at once.
Look at Miss Elias trying to jump in every 5 minutes.
That's right.
I'm just
keep
saying.
Order around this piece.
I'm just saying.
So anyway.
I wouldn't prefer that, but
yeah.
I don't
okay,
think
fine,
it's right
Doc,
to call her a
whore. Can I finish talking, man? Can I talk?
I'm trying to, Rob. They just crazy tonight.
No,
go ahead, Rob.
You just called her a whore. That's...
Put your mic off. Yes, Rob.
I didn't call her anything. She had said what was
you did call
a male's perspective. But anyway, you know what? It really doesn't matter to me as long as I'm the first one. The other three, I don't care about. Anything.
You know what? Shut up. You know, your answers are ridiculous. Ridiculous.
No, actually, it's not.
Hey, it's a comedy show, man.
Actually,
why y'all
getting
so
that.
Serious about this question?
Well, I don't know why they're
anyway.
Getting serious. All right, but here's
yeah.
the deal. Hold on. But here's
well,
the deal, though.
Well,
but this is a good point, though. With the lady say that if one of our boys, that Ron Smooth called me and said, yo, dog, I just knocked out about four of them in 4 days. I'll be like, yo, man, give me some high fives and fist bumps, baby. So there is a double standard there. You have to be honest about that, right?
We're not talking about double standards. We're not talking about that. That's not the topic. We can go on about double standards all day, which we always do, and it never gets nowhere. Because when you say that as a double standard today, it is. When you say that in 2015, it's going to be. 2020, it's going to be. It's going to always be that. That don't mean I got to go spread in my leg just because it's a double standard.
Miseducation.
I was crazy doing that.
All right. All right, thank you.
Hey, but to be honest, man.
Just because my brother can do it, don't make I can do it. That's crazy. And that's my defense. My brother does it, so I should be able to do it. No, that's not cute.
Well,
that's,
you know what? That's a good
cute.
Response.
It ain't
that's
cute.
A good response.
It ain't nice, and that's not how you, a mother is supposed to behave when you got children raising them. That's not it.
All right, we don't know if she's a mother or not, but okay,
doing.
We have to go to break, Momo.
I'm just saying, if every
wrap it up.
Woman felt that way, then we would
okay.
look crazy out here running the street. We really would.
All right, we understand. The miseducation of Miss Momo B. We'll be right back.
In the Circuit Court of the 18th Judicial Circuit in and for Seminole County, Florida, State of Florida versus George Zimmerman. Verdict, we the jury find George Zimmerman not guilty.
Hi, I'm Jay from the Jay Ryle Show. And the one thing that the George Zimmerman verdict should have shown us was, even though this nation elected a black man into the White House twice,
we have a long way to go. So don't get mad. Get involved.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network. Network.
Sir, have you seen this girl?
Hello, friends. I'm Jay, the host of the Jay Rouse Show and the serious side of the Jay Rouse Show. And it's time for another edition of Have You Seen Me? Where we put the spotlight on missing children of color. We're heading to Arizona. Tonight, police is looking for young Jada Amelia. She's been missing since January 8th from Levine, Arizona. Her birth date is August 3rd, 2000. She is 13 years old. She's a female. She's biracial. She has black hair, brown eyes. She's 5'2". She weighs 150 pounds. Jada may be in the company of an adult male. She's biracial, like I mentioned earlier. She's black Hispanic of El Salvadorian descent. She has a black mark on her right arm and her ears are pierced. Anyone with information on young Jada's whereabouts are encouraged to contact the Phoenix Police Department at area code 602-262-6151. Once again, the number is area code 602-262-6151. We pray for the safe return of this beautiful young lady, and we ask that you keep her family in your prayers. If you'd like to see someone featured on Have You Seen Me, all you have to do is pick up the phone and call. Dial 347-850-1272 if you're listening to this during a live broadcast. Or you can contact us via Facebook at the TJRS Radio Network page. You can leave the information there, or you can send us an email at thejrileshowatlive.com. That's thejrileshowatlive.com. Or you can send me a message personally on Facebook. Just go to Facebook and type in J. Ryle. We pray for all people missing, regardless of color. And until next time, you've been listening to Have You Seen Me, where we focus our attention on missing people of color. Take care.
Somewhere in America, a mother is crying.
A family is torn.
A child is lost,
missing, or even abducted.
We need your help.
Contact your local police station for a listing of missing children in your area, or log on to www.missingkids.com
to obtain further information regarding missing children in your local community.
There's the next face you see.
Maybe a child that will need your help.
Help support America's missing.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network. Network.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on, I know you can hear me.
Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network. Network. It's hump day.
Hump day!
Damn right, 31 minutes after the hour, Jay Rouse Show. 347-850-1272 is our call number, 347-850-1272. Of course, it's a beautiful Wednesday. Coming up in about 30 minutes, it is the Listener Lounge. And if you're listening on the J. King Network, it's the music business the way I see it. Never travel alone, always track with the very best in the business. My boy, Mr. L to the E to the S is in the house. What's up, partner?
Man, I ain't scared of you mother suckers. I start muting y'all ass.
You've got to be a rebel without a cause. Momo Beezy is in the heezy with female advice for the female that sleeps with four dudes in 4 days. Hello, Momo.
Yep, yep. Ask me and I'll tell you. Straight up.
Dr. Princess Aldean, the queen of inspiration, wants to inspirize the lady that slept with four dudes in 4 days. Hello, Dr. Princess Aldean. And thank you very much, as always, for never paying attention to what we're doing. All right, and Rich Sister is in the house. Hello, Rich Sister.
Hi, everyone.
Hi to you. Cinnabon's in the house. Hello, Cinnabon, calling in tonight. Hello.
Good evening, everybody.
Oh, look at it. You had to put some tea on your everybody tea. Oh, I like that. You have your pinkies up as you drink your coffee in the morning. I just want to know. And, of course, my favorite airline flight attendant, and she soon will be yours as well. Vanessa is an out here. Vanessa, how you doing?
Hello. How are you tonight?
I'm doing outstanding tonight.
This is an interesting conversation, I tell you.
It is. Very much so. That's what we get. That's what we do around here. We get very interesting conversations. And if you're just tuning in and you're wondering who that sexy professional voice is, that's my favorite flight attendant, Vanessa. I met her 2 years ago on a flight heading to Chicago, and God and Jesus led her to my damn car, and she called me today. I said, call in, girl. And she said, I got you, baby. And so she called in, and she's giving us great advice tonight as well. So now, to kill you, the question of the day, and tonight we are answering questions from you all, and the first question on the table was very dramatic.
Did you guys say hello to me?
Look at her. Look at her.
9 minutes late, and now you want to come in and interrupt us.
This is what we treat you the way we do.
Did somebody say hello to me when I came back from the break?
We're going to say hello to you. We're going to say hello to your ass in Newfoundland. I done had enough of you tonight, too.
Oh, wow. Oh, we're going to hit people tonight.
This means also. Who else, Delis? Who else?
You ain't going to start, because I see what you're trying to do. You got your fist balled up. Sit your ass down. All right, so look, the QOD, the question of the day. The first one on the table was very good. I mean, listen, I think people can do what they want to do, but if you're asking me my opinion, if a female tells me she's with faux dudes and faux days, I'm like, no, thank you. So, all right, here's the next question. Here's the next one. This is a good one, too. I love this.
Okay,
here's the next question. This is from a dude. He says, my girl flirts with my pops. He said, my pops had me at the age of 16, which means he's 38 years old. He's in good shape and a rather good-looking man. Every time he meets one of my girlfriends, after we leave, all they talk about is how good my dad looks.
Yeah.
It says, and get this, his first name is Freddie, and my girl calls him Steady Freddie. Dude, do you think my pops would sleep with my girl? Question mark. All right, who wants it? Mama B, do you think,
yes.
Is that yes and you want to answer the question, or yes, pops would get the goodies? Which one are you?
That was my answer. You know better than that, Jay. That was my answer. Yes. Yes. Thank you very much. Yes. Sit down, baby. Step on this. Let me speak to your father for a minute.
Read a book. Reading is fundamental. Oh, my God. Thank you, Momo B, for that.
You know, God invited me in your life, and now I see why. Sit down, baby.
You stupid. You are stupid. Wow. Okay.
Yes, I'll take the father over the son any day. Any father over any son.
Oh,
if I had a choice, I'm not trying to perpetrate and turn on nobody's woman. If I had a choice, if the mother's not around and she's dead, God forgive her. But if she's gone, then oh yes, I'll take the father over the son any day. I'm just telling you, I'm gonna be still in my heart of hearts.
Say
yes.
In my heart.
I'm telling you, yes. Thank you. And I'm done.
Thank you. Hey, look, she just dropped the mic on the floor. I'm done. Boom. Drop the mic. All right. So, Cinnabon, what do you think about this? Do you think this dude's daddy was actually sleep with his girlfriend?
Honestly, he's crazy if he doesn't think so. When she says his daddy has is Steady Freddy, she might be talking about his daddy is steady with that tongue and know how to do his thing.
Okay. 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 Wow.
He might be a baby in training when his daddy got the thing going on and knows the right way to move.
Daddy, are you ready?
Yeah. Wow.
What's going on? What's
going on?
All day.
Yes.
All righty then. Look who decides to show up. Look at this. Wow.
Hi there. Six is for sex.
You spin me swinging.
How did Miss Barry get an intro? I didn't get my intro tonight, and I was
like, what the hell up? At the left, there was a man and woman having sex. And at the right, there were two men having sex. No, I wasn't sitting down. I was having drink after drink after drink.
I don't understand.
Uh-huh.
I just don't understand. I didn't even get my intro.
You didn't leave? Why am I going to leave? I wore this dress and no drawers on. I'm staying here and enjoying myself.
Six is for sex.
Well, hello, Miss Terry. How are you doing this evening?
Hello. I'm good. Hey, Mama B. Hey, Cinnabon. I think I don't know who else is on there. Hey,
Miss Terry.
Hey.
Miss Terry,
yes. Hold on for 1 second. I need to address something that the one and only Dr. Princess Aldea said earlier. Dr. Princess Aldea said she did not get her intro. Are you smoking weed tonight? What the hell is wrong with you?
She missed her intro.
I didn't get my intro,
and I was here on time. Look at
you
her.
Got your intro when you were watching American Idol.
Thank you,
Miss Sister.
Yes.
When you was watching American Idol, you got your intro.
Did you know that American Idol was based out of Detroit this year? This is really good.
Okay, boop your mic, so we don't care about that. Okay, so anyway. So, Miss Terry. How are you doing?
I can't even defend her no more. I'm defenseless.
You can't. You can't defend her. You can't.
No.
There's no defense
and I'm
for her.
I'm not trying to.
She's crazy. So anyway, okay, so now, Miss Terry, you walked in the middle of a very juicy conversation. And I don't know, did you hear the question that I read just a few minutes ago?
No, I didn't. I didn't hear the question.
Okay, let me read it to you. And I'm pretty sure you would love to get this. Now, he may not be within your age range because, you know, you like him young, like, you know, 25 and lower. You know, you like him between 17 and 25. So this may not fall into your category.
Okay.
But let me read it to you anyway.
Okay.
Yeah, you can, okay, here we go. It says, my girl likes to flirt with my pops. My pops had me at the age of 16, which means he is 38 years old.
Uh-huh.
He is in good shape and a rather good-looking man.
Uh-huh.
Every time he meets one of my girlfriends, after we leave, all they do is talk about how good my dad looks. And get this,
uh-huh,
his first name is Freddie, and my girl calls him Steady Freddy. Do you think my pops would sleep with my girl? Do you think his dad would actually sleep with one of his girlfriends?
I would hope his dad wouldn't, but it depends on what type of dad he is. You know what I'm saying?
I know a few men
that would, but then I know a few men that wouldn't go there.
Yeah, you know, I think the question should be flipped. Would his girl sleep with his dad?
FYI, since I'm going into my 50s, 38 is a youngster.
Well, I know it's a youngster for you.
Yeah.
I know he was too young for you. He's too old for you. I'm sorry. He's too old for you. You like him nice and
old.
You like Cinderella.
No, he's not too old. He's a little smart. I can't get nothing. Probably ground him or over him or whatever, but I could work with it.
Okay, this is actually trying to get a date. Excuse you. Sit your horny tail down. Thank you. All right, so, Miss Terry, I'm sorry.
But I could take the condo off his chance. He don't have a problem. Well, he needs more.
You calm your ass down, too. Thank you. Trying to get a date.
I'm trying to help the brother. I'm trying to help the brother. I'm trying to help the father off your head. You have to worry about your father or your girl.
Do you think his dad, or like Momo B said, do you think his girl, if she had the opportunity, we're going to flip this, do you think his girl, if she had the opportunity and could get away with it, would sleep with his daddy?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. How old is she?
Yeah.
You see that?
So you just in the corner. Sit down and shut up.
Yeah. How old is his girl?
His sister.
Maybe she would, but I like to think going back
to somebody who supports his father, Steady Freddy.
He ain't never stopped her from calling him Steady Freddy.
Yes.
Done something to let her know that he's steady.
Who does that in real life?
Ooh, Vanessa.
I do.
She just found him.
He did something to let her know he's steady.
Oh, listen to you. Lord have mercy, Jesus. Okay. We moved on from that question. Thank you.
What I'm trying to tell you, I'm trying to let you see the difference between when females talk and when your half-stepping Negroes talk. It's a big difference. That's what
Thank you very much. Okay, I got it. Thank you. My eyes are wide open. Thank you very much. Okay, so...
ask me anything.
So, Dr. Princess Ardelia, my question for you is, do you think the girl... if she had the opportunity to get with the dad.
Oh, we must love each other, and we're not going to fight tonight.
Okay, why would that? I apologize. Let you just say that one more time. I'm
not
going to
say it one more time.
Because
go do what you were doing, Mac and
Idol. Yes, you are going to say it one more time.
No, I'm not going to say it one time.
No,
this is what I'm going to say to you. I'm going to say this to you right here. This is for you.
Gotta go.
This person has been muted.
That's for you.
I don't even know why.
That's for you. I'm so sorry. I'm watching American Idol.
You look like a fool, J-Val. You look like a fool. She making you look like a fool.
She make me like nothing. She's the one of you, land. Hit her. All right, so 347-851-272. It's almost the top of the hour. Remember now, if you're on the J. King Network, we'll be leaving you guys here in a few minutes, but we want you guys to enjoy a great show. It's coming up at the top of the hour. It's the music business the way I see it. We have the Listener Lounge coming up next around here. That's coming up in about 15 minutes. But we're answering questions from our audience. And so it seems to me the consensus say, Ms. Delias, well, let me ask you, bro. Do you think the girl would sleep with the dude? What do you think, bro? Talk to
me. Can you ask me the question again, Jay? No.
Right.
I would hope as a father that he wouldn't take it to that level. But hey, man. I got to agree with the ladies. If they call him Steady Freddy, he is flirting with him. So, hey,
ain't that something,
might be
Steady Freddy?
Hey, brother.
How you going to call him Steady Freddy?
Freddy, are you ready?
Steady Freddy. Oh, damn. I tell you. I
got to agree with the ladies there.
Steady Freddy. That's crazy.
But if that son catch him, it's going to be Freddy dead. That's what I said.
Yes. Oh, damn. That's funny. Oh, damn. All right, so look, let's get the next question in here real quick because the lounge is coming up here shortly. All right, here's the next question. Let me open this thing up here. Here it is. My sister's husband bought me lingerie for my birthday. My question is simple. Should I tell her? Before you answer, I have never said anything or have done anything appropriate to or with him. Long time listener, first time participant. Hi, Momo B. Love you, girl. Why don't I read that part? Anyway, sorry. There it is. So my sister's husband bought me lingerie for my birthday. Boy, that's a smooth brother right there, man. All right, so now who wants to take that? Let me go to you. Let me go to you, Momo. Let's get you out of the way right now. What do you think about that? Oh, she gone. Okay, well, let's bring in Dr. Princess Odia. Dr. Princess Odia. What you think about that? Or are you paying attention?
I'm paying attention, I guess. I was going to post on Facebook. This is absolutely absurd. All of the people that I'm kind of wondering what's going on with American Idol is saying from Detroit, and all of the people that are representing Detroit are Mexicans.
We asked that question.
Rich is what she's trying to say, because I was not even on. But what I'm
she can't even do two things at once. That doesn't even make any sense.
What I'm trying to say is I got cut off before I heard the rest of the question. So I'm like,
here it is. Let me read it.
Call me.
I got it.
No,
let me read it. Here we go.
You already know why I got cut off, because you had a switchboard so you could see.
Okay, let me read it to you. Here we go. Let me read it to you. We're running out of time. Let me read it to you. Here we go.
You already know what happened. Y'all know you see.
My sister.
I'm about to read it to you.
I'm going to read it to you. Hold on. My sister's husband bought me lingerie for my birthday. My question is simple. Should I tell her? Before you answer, I have never said anything or done anything inappropriate to or with him. Long-time listener, first-time participant, then she says, hi, Momo B, love you, girl. All right, there you go.
Me. I'm glad she said, hi, Momo B, love you, girl. I love you, too, sister. And I'm glad you said that. I appreciate your love and support. However, my thing is, I'm glad she said I never done anything to him, with him, whatever. But if my sister's man bought me lingerie and you asking me, should I tell her? What? a flight, and when I take a flight, it ain't gonna be to show you the evidence. It's gonna be to dump you up.
See, I'm just gonna drive around the corner to South Park.
Oh, y'all crazy. All right, look, we got to say goodbye to the people on the J-Kick Network. All right, look, folks, it has been real. Coming up next, it is the music business the way I see it. I hope you guys enjoy the show. We'll be back here next Wednesday. This is J. Rao Show Wednesday edition. God bless. Enjoy the rest of your work week. And we all going to say so long to y'all. So
bye.
Later.
I said Mama B because I thought that's what he was saying.
No.
No.
No, but we'll say bye, J. King. Say bye, J. King.
Bye, J. King.
There you go.
Oh, they gone now already. Y'all late. They gone. They all gone. Thank you.
It don't matter. As long as she knows for the next time.
Thank you very much. Okay, let me get Cinnabon. Cinnabon, talk to me, Cinnabon. Talk to me, Cinnabon. I want your response. Talk to me, Cinnabon.
I would have tricked his ass, and I would have gave the mug drink to my sister, convinced her to wear it, and shot the shit out of him with my sister.
Hey, Cinnabon!
You know, certain things get Cinnabons excited, and certain keywords.
Hey, calm down.
There's keywords to get her moving. When you make a sister and her man in the same sentence, she's flipping. So you should.
Good googly moogly. What the hell is wrong with y'all?
When my sister baby daddy had another try to come at me, and I told her, she got upset with me instead. But at least I told her, first of all, you never let that person get that far doing something like that to you. You need to know how to put an end to that. No matter how upset your sister might be with you, you need your sister to know
all the
time. Her man know it's not acceptable.
Alrighty then. So far, okay. Everyone is saying that you need to tell the sister. All right, Rick's sister, what do you think?
Let me tell you something real quick. Can I say something real quick? Real quick.
Yeah, hurry up.
I bet y'all say this before, Rick's sister, even start talking. My sister and her boyfriend broke up. Oh, God, please don't let nobody listen. They broke up, and her boyfriend was calling me, well, now her ex called me, 3-4 o'clock in the morning, begging me to talk to your sister. I told my sister every conversation we had, not because I was trying to infiltrate his conversation. I just wanted her to know that your man saw me at 3 in the morning. That's all I wanted her to know. Like, we were talking late at night. That was my main thing. And that's got to do what we were saying. Some of the things I didn't even tell her. But my thing was, I wanted her to know that, yeah, I'm talking to him at 3 or 4 in the morning. Because if you let that ride, months later, it don't matter what y'all was talking about. It's just like you're talking at what time. Anybody could spin anything any kind of way. I want you to know that you my sister, and I'm not talking to your man all these hours and not telling you. I don't care what he's saying. I'm going to tell you that we talk. Maybe I'll tell you all or not because I feel sorry for him. So I'm not going to tell her everything he said because she was wrong for dissing him, I think. But I'm going to tell you we still talk. And we talk. And I was on the phone with him at 3 in the morning, and wasn't nothing going on. But I'm going to let you know, because there ain't going to be no surprise on the backside. I'm going to let you know.
Okay. All right. We got to get Rick's sister's ass now, because we're running out of time. All right, Rick's sister, give me your response. Okay.
I would tell her.
You would drop the dime and say, hey, look, your man gave me some lingerie.
Drop the dime.
Excuse me. Hello. Okay, excuse me. So,
ain't nobody snitching on it.
Okay, thank you, Momo B. All right, Rich sister. So you would drop the dime on her and say, hey, look, your man bought me some. Okay, all right, well, that's good. Now, what if the man says, look, hey, I ain't buying nothing. She lying. That lying ass up, but I ain't buying a damn thing. What type of, you know what, it goes back to something we talked about a long time ago. Do you get involved with that? I think you have to tell, because, like, I don't know if it was whoever said that. If he bought it for her, yeah, he done bought it for somebody else.
Yeah, because if it was a way, I could have not even accepted him. Like, I wouldn't even, I would have sent him back immediately, really.
But let me tell you what that is. That's a pimp move, Rich sister.
Miss Terry Teller, that's a pimp move. What he doing, he fishing. He throwing that out there because if she don't go back and tell, then he's saying, yeah, I think I can move in on your ass.
First of all, the question is, why in the hell, and what in the hell has been happening prior to this lingerie being bought? That's the question. What feelings do you have for my sister that you would go out and buy her some lingerie? Like, what's been going on? Have you been looking? Have you been called? You know, what would make is you crazy? It doesn't make any sense.
And you know that means your sister.
A man really don't want to buy no woman nothing anyway. So they have problems. What? You ain't bought me no lingerie, but you buying my sister some lingerie?
See, that's what happened. I'm not sure I necessarily believe her.
Oh, now y'all don't call her a lie. All right, look, Little Lounge coming up next here on the J Rouse. So y'all don't call her a lie. Lord have mercy, Jesus.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Look around you. One in four kids in the U.S. faces hunger. It's not always easy to see the signs. But in this land of plenty, there are kids that don't know where they will get their next meal. Join Share Our Strength and Food Network and take the pledge to end childhood hunger here in America by 2015. Learn how at nokidhungry.org. Their next meal could come from you.
Dennis Lucky Taylor.
We have the one and only Garage. And I'm here. I'm so happy to be with you. Thank you very much. You guys are hungry. I want to cook for you.
Tony Woods would be in the house tonight.
Ain't no knock-knock who there, you know. Knock-knock who there. I got a doorbell, man. What you ringing? What you knocking on the door for, sucker?
Yeah, whenever I'm in Houston, H-Town, Texas, you know what I'm saying? I'm listening to the Jerry A. Show. Man, them jokes will kill you.
What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Monica Blair, all the way from Detroit.
When I'm chilling at the crib, just doing what I do, I'm listening to the J. Ryle Show.
Please believe it. What's up, everybody? This is Cy Smith, and when I'm in my hotel room, all by myself, and my batteries have gone dead.
Excuse me. Oh, no, he didn't.
What are you talking about, baby?
I tuned into Jay on the Jay Ryle Show.
Rewind.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
This is something that I've been working on for a while, and I was hoping that a certain someone would be here tonight.
All right, here we go.
It's funny what you can do in front of a room full of people that you can't even see you do in front of one person. It is the color of light, the shape of sound high in the evergreens. It lies suspended in hills, a blue line in a red sky. I am looking at sound.
Welcome to the Listening Lounge. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the music.
All right, folks, every Wednesday it is the Listening Lounge. Tonight in the lounge, Mr. Elias, is Jill Scott.
All right, man, well, let's get to it. Let's get it on, man. Let's do the get down.
All right, here we go.
Degrees. He was brown, deep. Said he wanted to talk about my mission, listen to my past life. Took me on long walks to places where butterflies rest easy. Talked about Moses and Mumia, reparations, blue colors, memories of shell-type Adidas. He was fresh, like summer peaches, sweet on my mind like block parties and penny candy. Us was nice and warm. No jacket, no umbrella, just warm. At night we would watch the stars and he would physically give me each and every one. I felt like cayenne pepper, red, hot, spicy. I felt dizzy and Sonia, heaven and miles between my thighs. Better than love, we made delicious. He me had me he had me tongue-tied. I could hear his rhythm in my thoughts. I was his shark, his horn section, his boom and his bit. And he was my love. Love rained down on me, down on me. The rain was falling and slowly and sweetly and stinging my eyes. And I could not see that he became my voodoo priest. And I was his faithful concubine, wide open, wide, loose like boughs after collard greens. The mistake was made. Love slipped from my lips, dripped down my chin, and
and the obvious invisible. The rain was falling and I couldn't see the season changing and the vibe slipping off its axis. Our beautiful melody became wildly staccato. The rain was falling and I could not see that I was to the clouds and so and fertilized and left to drown in his sunny afternoon. Cumulus clouds, 84 degrees, melody.
I stretch my arms towards the sky like blades of tall grass. Some beat between my shoulders like carnival drums. I sat still in hopes that it would help my wings grow, so then I could really be fly. And then she arrived, like daybreak inside a railway tunnel, like the new moon, like a diamond in the mines, like high noon to a drunkard. Sudden, she made my heart beat in a now-now time signature. Her skinny canvas for ultraviolet brushstrokes. She was the sun's painting. She was a deep cognac color. Her eyes sparkled like lights along the new city. Her lips pursed as if her breath was too sweet and full for her mouth to hold. I said, you are the beautiful distress of mathematics. I said, for you, I would peel open the clouds like new fruit and give you lightning and thunder as a dowry. I would make the sky shed all of its stars like rain, and I would clasp the constellations across your waist, and I would make the heavens your cape, and they will be pleased to cover you. They will be pleased to cover you. May I please cover you. Please.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network. Network.
A little better. Think this thing we got can go. Now it's time to say goodbye to all our company.
Maybe I should say something nice and wrap it up. Wrap it up.
Hold up, wait a minute, let us put some
All right, folks, it's time for us to wrap it up. We have 3 minutes to do so. Now, just want to say real quick, thank you to the people who responded to my call out for answers, for questions for this segment. We appreciate it. We give our answers in fun-loving love, but we really do mean what we say, Mr. Elias. If we say it, we mean it. So y'all know what's about that. Don't ask unless you want the damn truth.
Better not ask me.
We know that for damn sure. Because you go, the girl says she like you, you still call her a damn hoe. I like you too, hoe. Oops, did I say that?
Some of my friends are hoes, so how about that?
Oh, damn. So, girl, don't feel bad because she called her own friend hoe.
I don't discriminate.
All right, so real quick, just to wrap it up, to use that term, Miss Sherry, I guess for me, the question that sticks out of all of them to me is the chick and the four dudes. And I've been thinking about that during the show. I said, if a dude did this, we'd be like, hey, Mr. Big Stuff, and I'm thinking, what's up with that? Why can't a female, she really want to get down like that? Why can't she get down like that? I don't know.
Right.
Miss Terry?
Some girl got four dudes. Hell, I done did that before. That ain't nothing. Women do.
No, she said. Huh? Now, you weren't here. That's right. You weren't here.
No.
Wait a minute. Let me read it to you real quick. We have less than a minute away, but let me read it. She says, I'm a female with a strong sex drive. I slept with four dudes in a 4-day span. I'm curious of what you and Mr. Elias think of me. I'm single, and I'm not committed to anyone. So your thoughts, Miss Terry.
Do you.
Ooh, that's a direct conflict with some of the sisters.
She is.
Oh,
the key word is she's single, and she's not committed to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's what she said.
A lot of women, we do that, but then yet we see some other woman do it, we're like, but we done did that. You know what I'm saying? We done did that.
No, Miss Terry, First of all,
she probably shouldn't have asked you that question, because normally us as women, when we do that,
exactly.
We don't let other people
about.
Know.
Exactly.
So she had to put it out there.
She did what she did, and then she said to the boy, she didn't even ask the female, she said to Jay and Mr. Elliott.
My brother's keeper. Yes.
Maybe I should say something nice and wrap it up.
What we gonna do is go
back
down, rewind,
fun. We go a little something like this. Hit it!
Would you be willing to come to Detroit?
Oh, but of course. Yes. But
awesome.
Of course.
Awesome. Awesome.
Well, do you know where I am? Do you know where I am?
No, I don't.
I'm sitting in the living room in Flint, Michigan.
In Flint, Michigan.
I'm in Flint, girl.
Girl, if we don't have lunch tomorrow, we can't. I'm having surgery. Listen, I'm just saying that's another topic. And then my sister's gonna be mad.
No, she didn't.
Rewind, fine.
Oh, my God. Dr. Prince is on to you, boy. She needs a hug at all damn times. At all times, she needs a hug. All right, folks, it is time for our final thoughts. And, boy, I tell you what, I think Sister's going to be raw and uncensored tonight. But let's go to you with just the final thoughts, girl.
Is that for me?
Who
did that? Your name's not Rich Sister.
Oh, you said Rich Sister. Okay, sorry. I didn't
thank you, Rich Sister.
You
asked
for this. You asked.
Oh, God. All right, Miss Terry, final thoughts. Oh, God.
I just want to get to Sister, and I want to know what Miss Princess O'Day is talking about. That's all. Bye, y'all.
So much shit.
Wow, okay. All right, Mama B, final thoughts.
Well, thank you. Since I got enough time, let me say, since nobody else want to say nothing, let me say this. Well, I'm sorry. Oh, I got two things to say. Oh, number one is, most importantly, I want to say, just like dice, sometimes you win and sometimes you crap. It's all about chance. I'm talking real, for real. The chance that your man's buying your sister lingerie with no prior promotion is slim to none. There's got to be something going on. So I say, secretly text both of them with a time and a place to meet. And when they do, you sit outside and shout the roof. The roof, the roof is all for you.
Mother,
that's it. I give a damn. Let both of them be out. There you go. That's right.
Eddie Murphy, do that. Do that like Eddie Murphy style, like how he danced when he do.
Oh, Lord. All right, Dr. Prince, up to your final thoughts. Oh, gosh.
Well, you know, since I was on mute half the show, I guess I'll talk about what
I thought
about
things later on.
Well, because
you need to pay attention. That's why you
was on mute. I just want to say something, though. I agree with my sister. If your man is buying your sister some lingerie, sweetheart, wake up. He is absolutely, I mean, come on.
How do you know what colors I like, or what kind of laser fringes or straps I like?
There has been
conversation.
Like.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Say goodnight, Dr. Prince. You can talk about this mess doing damn sister or something.
I do have something else to say, though.
No, you don't.
You guys didn't let me talk the whole show. You need to let me talk right now.
That's going to be going to get it.
For 2 seconds. I just want to talk for 2 seconds. Now, listen. I would like, seriously, first of all, I want to give a shout-out to all of those who sang on American Idol. But listen, Detroit, listen, I was quite embarrassed this evening that most of the people that were selected were not from Detroit. We are Motown, my people, so we need to step it up. And if you guys need some coaching and some advice before we go and embarrass ourselves on national TV, please give our office a call. Honestly, the last person I coached, she signed a major deal with one of the top three producers in the music industry, and I know a lot of people in the music industry that I could direct you in the right direction. Well, let's not embarrass ourselves. And listen, it's embarrassing. We are Motown. Thank you very much. And then I would like to also invite everybody to bountifulgroup.com because I want them to be able to check out the classes that are offered. They are all reoccurring. So every 5 weeks, the classes start over so that you can have the benefit of enrolling at any time. BountifulGroup.com, credit and business development,
okay.
How to become a successful radio talk show host, and how to become a successful author and publisher.
Oh.
Okay, and then I would like to invite the one more thing.
TransformingDetroitTV.com.
Please visit online. I'm just saying. I'm trying to get it all out. I need to have a commercial produced. Can I have a
commercial? Yes, you do.
I'll give it to you. Okay,
good
I'll
night.
Get that over to you soon.
Bye.
Thank you very much.
Later, Jesus. Bye bye to you too. Oh, Jesus
bye-bye.
Christ.
Okay.
This really is, man. Final thoughts, Jesus Christ.
Hey, you know, man, we established stuff here, man. And I gotta say, tonight was the most unprofessional ass show that I've ever dealt with on the TGR's radio network.
People talked over
people. People yelled over
people.
Glad
I wasn't a part of
people
that.
People weren't panicking. just like right now. So I'm trying to get my final thoughts on this is people in the damn background saying shit, you know. I'm getting fed up with this shit. Bottom line.
Hey, Michelle, calm down, bro. Calm down, man.
I'm tired of it, man. It's bottom line. If we're going to be a professional group, we're going to be a professional group. If we're going to be a bunch of damn monkeys, we should be a bunch of damn monkeys. But, hey, you know something? We need to be professional in what we do. And if we're going to talk over people, Doug Haddis, I'm done. I can't keep this shit up.
Oh, man.
I'm a silly ass. Calm down.
I was muted the majority of the show, so I wasn't involved in this. I'm very happy that I wasn't.
Somebody coming to you talking about some damn American Idol. Hell, pay attention to what the damn blue is talking about.
I was just putting
I only said it, but you guys cut me off. I was going to finish saying what I was going to say. All I said was I was telling something about American Idol, but I was going to answer the question, but you guys cut me off.
Boy, I tell you what, Mr. Julie has cut people off left and right.
Thank
you. Damn. He done muted everybody. Let me open up some of these mics and see what it's a cut off. All right, well, listen, it's been a great show tonight, and it's been live. Listen, before we go, look, I have a few minutes before the end. You know, I have to concur with him. I'm not going to say it was the worst show, but we have to understand.
Yeah, it wasn't the worst show.
We all can't
say that.
Listen. We cannot, listen, we can all sing together, but we can't talk together. And that's a problem.
A
you cannot hear what people are saying when people are talking. Y'all got to yield the floor. I mean, come on, guys. I mean, we've been doing this a long time now. We should know better than this. Oh, Mr. Elias left. Damn, I guess I have to shut the show down. Well, coming up next is
Sister. Yeah, well, shut it down. Shut it down.
And,
shut the fucking down?
Hey, calm down.
Are
you saying there's no sister to sister? You guys can leave. That's good. All of you men go. It's great. It means no man to be there. Let the thing go. Don't let any imposters in. And we're good. I mean, that's it. You don't want the men there in the first darn place. He's all belly aching like he's on his menstrual or something.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Are you sisters here?
I'm here if you can hear me.
I can hear you, darling.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear that. I guess you won't be hearing me for long. I'm about to tell you that for real because I got something to say and nobody going to like it, so I may be gone in the next 2 minutes.
Quick.
Let me watch my clock. 2 minutes.
Go ahead, say what you have to say.
Can I say this to you, Princess?
Yes.
American Idol is like WWE wrestling. Get over it. It is a setup. It is nothing real, okay?
I mean, people do really become
something
after
Please. It's not that serious.
Okay, you know what? You know why it's serious for me? Because I do sing, and I am from Detroit, and we're supposed to be Motown.
Everybody care where you're from, sister, especially American Idol.
Why can't what I say matter for 2 seconds? When
what are you talking about? It's the root of what you're talking about. It don't make no sense. That's what it is. You can blab on, but the root is American Idol, and that whole show don't make no sense. So if you want to have a whole conversation about how mad you are about the whole show, that don't make no sense.
I'm not. Listen here.
That's what we're trying to tell you. You're wasting time. The thing is, if you're on a live radio show that ain't got nothing to do with that show, and you shouldn't be talking about it because it don't make no sense to none of us. It's not real. It don't make no sense. We all dislike it. That's it. So if you're going to come and bring that whole nonsense to a real live radio show, then the fault's on you. I don't want to hear it. Obviously, Ms. Terry don't want to hear it.
Okay,
so
listen.
Talk about
First of all,
we're not doing it. I'm not doing it.
Of course we're not.
If you want to do it, I'm going to hang up.
Everybody made more of a deal
about
it.
If you
want to
talk about that,
I want to make a comment. I only wanted to make a comment in the show. Everybody made a bigger deal about it than what they wanted to make a bigger deal about.
No,
I just wanted to say what I wanted to say.
No, the point is that we was doing a live show. Even then, we was doing a live show. You disappeared because you was watching it. You was late coming to the response because you was watching it. When you came,
No.
I was just watching it. Don't do that. If you was late to the show, just say, I'm sorry, I was late. Don't say because I wasn't late at all. It doesn't matter.
I wasn't late to the show.
I don't got time for this. It doesn't matter where you was early from, Principal Jay. We was calling you, was there. And you said, I didn't make this up. I didn't bring it up. You said it. Nobody else on the show was even caring about the show. You came and said, oh, I'm sorry, guys. We just watched it. This is a mockery. Shut up. Nobody want to hear about that. And now you're going to talk about, oh, how you wasn't doing that. You did it. It's done. That's over. You
I
didn't even
did
backtrack.
At some point.
I didn't
okay.
Because,
you know what? You know what? Guess what? I don't.
Yeah,
you know,
forget it. Forget about that.
That's
you,
fine.
If
that's
you
want to
talk about that, call channel 9, 4, 3, 2, 1, whatever's on. I don't know because I don't
it
watch
doesn't matter.
But you call
I'm not
the show
doing something
else.
They're talking about American Idol. I'm not doing
thank
that.
You.
I made
that's
a comment
point.
About it, and I have a right to do that
and
if I want to make a comment about
no,
American
right
Idol or whatever.
On
I want
your
to
own,
make a comment.
On a live radio show, we don't talk about no freelance and talking. We was talking about a show, and you came and talk about. I'm sorry, guys, I wasn't here because that, you brought it up into the mix. We had our topic.
I wish I could remember exactly what I said.
Yeah,
I wish I could remember exactly what I
said
at that time.
You said bullshit. That's what you said. And that's what we beefing. That's over. We moving on. Let's go.
Okay, very good. But no, I'm going to say what I'm going to say regardless, okay? So right now, what I'm going to say, okay, and am
well,
okay to say
what
I want to
say. Be careful what you say, my sister, because when you finish talking, you might not have no response.
Okay, well, that would just be, I think that's just ridiculous. But anyway, I made a comment about it, and I was just going to make a comment and then also answer his question. But I was multitasking, yes, I was. And we're on an entertainment show. And I didn't think, I mean, you know what? It was live entertainment at that time. I made a comment because it was live, Detroit American Idol. We don't usually get that kind of exposure. It's pretty cool. But it was kind of sucky because most of the people that came there kind of sucked from Detroit. But anyways, and I was just making a comment for entertainment purposes. And I don't mind doing that. I don't know if it was, I think it was made more of an issue because I said what I said. And I was going to answer the question, but they muted me before I said it, just because I said something about American Idol because somebody else doesn't care about it. I think that's ridiculous because other people say other things. I mean, I know. We're usually on the set, and that's fine. I was on time, and I was here tonight. Hello? Hello? Oh, so everybody's on. Sister, are you here? Okay, fine.
I'm here, but I told you already. If you said anything about that shit, I was going to respond. You still popping your shit, so I'm not responding.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine.
Like, you
don't
say that.
Okay, so moving right along.
Okay, that's
moving
fine.
Moving right along.
No,
let's talk about the girl. Let's talk about the girl with the sex thing.
You do not know moving on. No. You don't move me on. And that's the fucking way
you're
about all these people.
But you were trying to shut me up.
I already told you I don't want to hear about American Idol because I was already boiled up already. So you want to talk about it, you can talk about it. But I'm not talking about it. So you can go ahead and you do it. But what
no,
I want to say
I was
I
already
up,
done. Now I'm already done with that.
Okay, so shut up then. Before I hang up and go on about my business,
you can't tell
before
me
I hang up,
but you don't tell me
I can tell you anything I want to tell you. Whether you do it or not is your business, but I can tell you what I want to tell you.
But
and I want you to shut up.
You don't tell me to
shut up.
I don't tell you to shut up.
Shut up.
Tell you to
shut up. I don't care what you tell me. My thing is, if you want to say,
you're a woman, I'm a woman, we're both women.
I don't give a fuck.
Hey, y'all need a referee.
No, she wanna talk shit to me, but she don't talk shit to bitches who don't even know her. Put her out of her place, talk about her, don't care about her. She wanna talk shit to me? After she don't let everybody run over her? Fuck that. Now you can talk to Ron Smoke all night long.
Oh, no, you ain't gonna put it on me. I said you got to the referee.
Hold on.
I don't want nothing to do with
you.
No, check this. Now she wanna have a fucking heart. She ain't